leading you up to the 2019 NFL Combine. 9 to noon takes 18 looks at pick 18.
Now with this 18-18.
Oh, something behind me in the control room here just scared the bleep out of me.
Personal foul, clipping.
And it wasn't the human clipping penalty, which is a big surprise. 18-18.
18-18.
It's different players, it's different looks, it's different angles. In all honesty, there aren't 18 different offensive linemen that you can actually say, yeah, we could select that guy at pick 18. That's the reality of it. But today,
the reality of life is this time next week, our radio show is adjacent to Lucas Oil Stadium in Indianapolis, Indiana, at the 2019 National Football League Combine, featuring Paul Charchi and Ben Lieber, yours truly, and Miko Thibodeau. So this time next week, the likes of Adam Schefter, maybe Mike Florio, some coaches around the National Football League who used to be here. I believe Mike Zimmer joins our radio show this day next week. So with your super special 18 for Pick 18 series, we are going to start gaining clarity a week from today at the old Combine.
And that's what I'm looking forward to, because this Combine should reslot some of these names that I've brought up via the 18 at 18 in terms of the offensive linemen. Because right now it's a lot of steam, it's college tape and all of that, that's awesome. But once you get the interviews done, some of the physical drills, and you start to really gauge and measure the athleticism, things might shape out, which is what I'm excited about with this guy. So this guy I'm going to bring up today is 6'4". 297-ish, 300-ish pounds.
Puppy.
Via thedraftnetwork.com, walterfootball.com, Matt Miller, The Bleacher Report, CBS Sports.
Yeah.
Every single place that I have looked that somehow ranks or evaluates offensive linemen has named him the best.
Okay.
His name is Jonah Williams. He's a tackle out of Alabama.
Yeah. But the way you traded our pick back yesterday, we got no shot at him.
Well, this is the thing, though. This is why the Combine is good. Because we want to get to know these names now, and then we can really sink our teeth into them a week and 2 weeks and 3 weeks down the road leading up to the draft.
I ain't trying to harsh mellow here, Tibbs. Juice box. One thing that sucks about the Combine this year for us is the Combine is as much about free agency speculation. Because this is where the agents get together with the GMs and they and the coaches, and they do their thing.
Yeah,
you know, we got like we got like $11 or $12 million between the couch cushions to spend.
We're like seven right now, and then we got to maybe start dropping some options and things. And yeah.
so that's
it's gonna get juicy.
It's a little bit of a mellow harsh.
Yeah,
we'll find our way around it though. Nacho Lieber, though,
I like it. Now, as Jonah Williams, everybody has him as the consensus. He's the top offensive lineman in the draft. That's okay. Well, the frustrating part about this is it's yeah, but with Jonah Williams. And what I mean by that is, well, he's physical.
Whoa!
But not a baller?
No!
What?
Elite technique.
Ooh!
But can be out-physicaled by top pass rushers?
No! Holy cow.
So he's the top O-line prospect, but there's all these yeah buts. Doesn't really mash man, but he gets the job done.
Yeah,
okay, that's exciting. You wouldn't believe the footwork, but he can get attacked outside. The technique is amazing! But he may have overall strength issues. So he'll woo you with his moves on the dance floor, PA.
Yeah,
but can he keep you interested at dinner afterwards? That's the question. He's apparently the best prototype in terms of the technique, the footwork, and really kind of the what you would expect on paper an offensive lineman to be. Mm-hmm. But the best prototype in the draft apparently has sustainability questions. Oh, great. Now, I'm being intentionally negative, but I bring his name up because whether it's free agency steamrolling, reslotting these offensive line names post-combine and then into pro days and such is where things can get interesting. So he's going top 10 right now. He's the first offensive lineman off the board by all the mock draft sharps. But that doesn't mean he won't be available at 18 when all the information comes in. It's Jonah Williams. He's a tackle out of Alabama. Now, this is kind of an aside from the 18 at 18, but I feel like it bears mentioning, so bear with me here.
Yeah, he's a yeah, but.
He's a yeah, but. This is something I'd like to do right now. So yesterday I mentioned the trade.
Okay.
So let's say Tricky Rick dials up Raiders GM Mike Mayock's bat phone.
Whoa.
And a deal is made. Vikings move back from 18 to 24 or 27, as I explained. Raiders would move up to 18. Vikings get a third-round pick for their patience and grace.
Okay.
They get their guy, but what shall the Vikings do with that extra pick? And here's what I got.
No freeways, no stoplights, no problem. It's the 9 to noon whistle stop.
Yeah, but... Yeah, but...
PA, on a Thursday morning, when all we want to talk about is the ultimate beef eaters, the All-Americans, the SEC, movers of man with footwork and punch and hand striking and all of that, I want you to get to know Apple Valley native Trey Pipkins.
Yeah, but
what? Apple Valley native, though?
Apple Valley high school graduate, Apple Valley native.
Where did he play in college?
Sioux Falls University.
Whistle stop!
Whistle stop!
Whistle stop! Fast and ever-expanding fan radio network!
Trey Pipkins has become the first ever Sioux Falls student-athlete selected to attend the NFL Scouting Combine.
Holy cow.
He's the first player in the Northern Sun Intercollegiate Conference selected to the Scouting Combine since former Viking Zach Moore, Concordia St. Paul.
Zach Moore, former Patriot, knows Belichick.
He played in 16 games with the Cards last year, by the way. Zach Moore, still kicking it in the NFL.
How about those Cards last year using Zach Moore and Colby Gossett?
Man, it worked out well, didn't it?
Yeah, now I understand why they're taking defensive end with the first overall pick.
Okay. Now you can figure out why Wilkes got fired after 1 year.
And Cliff Kingsbury actually said in his press conference, well, I know Sean McVay.
So Trey Pipkins, why does he matter?
Yeah.
It's not just the Apple Valley cred.
Yeah.
He is all NSIC. He's a five-time All-American, including three postseason and two preseason awards at the Division II level.
Yeah.
He was all D2 in just about everything. Trey Pipkins, he's a 6'7", 307-pound tackle, courtesy of Apple Valley and Sioux Falls. So again, why does he matter? In December, he was invited and accepted an invite to the East-West Shrine Game.
Yeah.
So how did he do?
East-West Shrine Game!
So courtesy of Tony Pauline, draftanalyst.com.
Yeah.
Teams mentioned the lack of talent at offensive tackle in this year's draft. A prospect like Pipkins will be very attractive on draft weekend. You can check out all of his wares during a very strong week at the East-West Shrine Game.
Uh-oh.
This courtesy of Walter Sharapinski, walterfootball.com. Pipkins was in the running with Syracuse defensive tackle Chris Slayton as the best player at this year's East-West Shrine Week.
Wow.
6'7", 307 Pipkins has good length and a nice build to him. He showed nice feet and position drills, used his size, length, and strength to tie up edge rushers in a pass rushing one-on-ones, faces a big jump in competition, but after some developmental time, he could be a starter. After his strong week in St. Petersburg, team sources said they thought Pipkins would be a second or third round pick in the 2019 NFL draft.
Whoa. Wait a second. We have a whistle stop tie to this biatch, don't we?
There we go.
Oh my God.
So why does that matter? Pipkins held his ground, and he mashed man for the West team. They won 21-17. Why does the West team matter?
Yeah.
Because the head coach of the West team, linebackers coach Minnesota Vikings Adam Zimmer.
Trey Pipkins on the fan.
So Apple Valley native, Sioux Falls University Cougar.
This is great.
All D2, five-time All-American.
Yeah.
Terrific smile and picture that I found on the Cougars website.
We better.
Delightful young man, Trey Pipkins.
We better draft him, by the way, because if we don't, you know what happens. Belichick takes him in the third round, makes him a defensive tackle, 7 Pro Bowls.
So after the Vikings get their guy, maybe it's Jonah Williams, maybe it's one of the other 9 names that I've mentioned with the 18th overall pick.
Yeah.
They can slide back into the 20s if they get some extra currency. Maybe it's the third round pick they could get in a trade. Maybe it's their fourth round pick. But the combination of O-linemen in the first round, Trey Pipkins in the third or fourth round.
I love it.
Oh my gosh.
It's got the ultra hometown homerific vibe to it. You get your guy early on, play with the second or third round for wide receiver, defensive playmaker, depending upon how free agency and things wear out. Yeah. But I got your hometown angle covered. Got your big beef eater starting on day one covered. I got everything covered with 18 looks at 18 today, PA.
You think Belichick will draft Brian Cashman and make him a fullback?
I always love that one.
The heir apparent to James Devlin.
Wouldn't put it past him.
I think Belichick will take Trey Pipkins and make him a game-changing three technique.
I always love that one.
Love it. Thank you for the whistle stop.